Several times in recent weeks, we have mentioned on the program a discussion of a state ballot proposal in November, apparently discussed by the Snyder administration and our state legislative leaders, that would put the question of a sales tax hike or some kind of revenue generator, and the money would go toward both road improvements, which is extremely important to the Snyder administration, and to education in the state, which would be really important to an awful lot of Democrats. It was an intriguing idea that the Michigan Public Radio Network's Jake Neer reported on yesterday, and we wanted to welcome Jake back to Current State for just a little bit more on this story. Hi, Jake. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Remind us what exactly the quadrant leaders were exploring.
Well, it's important to say that, you know, there's still a lot of plans still on the table that have been proposed, but this one specifically, the idea is that you know, the money that you pay at the pump when you're pumping your gas in your car, you know, not all that money goes toward roads. In fact, a lot of that goes toward education, public education here in Michigan. So it's sort of an idea to boost funding for roads by more than $1 billion a year, mind you. That's what the governor you know, asked for in his state address. You know, they would switch that so that the money that you pay at the pump all goes toward roads. And then to backfill that, they would ask voters to approve a sales tax increase on the ballot. So this is something that seems to be maybe, you know, getting a lot of attention in the legislature as something that could possibly, you know, be more palatable for lawmakers than some of the other plans that have been put out there.
So was the idea to build a more bipartisan coalition to give some number of Republicans and Democrats funding for things that were important to them?
Well, yeah, and I think that, you know, this is one of those issues, like Medicaid expansion, too, that, you know, you're just not going to get, you know, all, you know, the legislature is Republican red, but white, I should say, but you're not going to get Republicans support. I mean, you're not going to be able to get all that support from one party, and especially Republicans, where almost every proposal that's put out there for roads includes some sort of tax increase. This one, you know, asking voters to approve it, again, a little bit more palatable, I think a lot of people would say. But either way, it's going to be a tough sell. And then when it comes to Democrats, it's also important to note that, you know, they don't want to see their education funding just held harmless. They don't want to see that, you know, it's going to be the same level of funding here. It actually, it seems like from what Gretchen Whitmer, the Senate Minority Leader, is saying, she wants to actually see a significant increase in the amount of funding that would go towards schools in this formula. So, you know, this is something that is, you know, getting a lot of interest right now, but it's sort of unclear about whether or not it's actually going to happen.
But the idea isn't dead. It's just been delayed. They've run out of time to deal with it this legislative session. That's really what happened yesterday?
Well, what happened yesterday, yeah, the Senate Majority Leader, Andy Richardville, who's a Republican, and Gretchen Whitmer, again, Senate Minority Leader, a Democrat, both told reporters that, look, you know, there's a lot of things that need to happen between now and November, and actually they would have to come up with a plan to put on the ballot. They'd have to make a deal by early September. We're talking, you know, a week after they get back from their summer recess on a very, very complicated issue. And mind you, they're still working on this Medicaid expansion issue, which is taking up a lot of their time. So they're basically saying this is just, it doesn't look like this is going to happen by the November ballot. We're looking more likely toward May or even August of next year.
Jake Neer is heard on WKAR and public radio stations around the state with his reports on the Michigan Public Radio Network. Jake, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Mark.